will continue the call with UFC coach Clay Helton, and the Trojans are on the road at Oregon this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Chantel Jennings, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. I was just curious, if you look at game film of Oregon, what have you seen of Charles Nelson and Royce Freeman?
Tremendous speed and power. You know, Royce has the ability to break arm tackles at ease, tremendous running back, and his ability to break arm tackles is something we're going to have to really concentrate on and wrap up to try to get him down. And then Charles is doing a tremendous job, I think, on both sides of the ball. The speed that he creates on the field, you let him get in the secondary, it is hard to get him down on the ground. So two of the reasons that they're performing at a very high level right now.
Their athleticism and their versatility, is that just one of the things that sort of makes an Oregon offense hard to plan for and game plan against because they have players, I guess, that have so many different abilities?
Yeah, I tell you, you look at their skill set across the board, and they've done a tremendous job of bringing some kids in that fit their system. And they're healthy right now. You look across for whether it's Royce, whether it's Charles, whether it's Allen, whether it's Carrington, and then the quarterback, who I think is playing, Vernon's playing exceptional right now football. They're doing a tremendous job. They have several weapons, and Coach Helfrich knows how to get them in the right place. Very good, good fundamental football team.
Thanks.
And your next question comes from the line of Steve Mims, the registered guard.
Yeah, Clay, looking to the other side, what are you seeing out of Oregon's defense, particularly maybe in recent weeks?
Yeah, you know, they've stuck with the same system for a number of years, and you can tell their kids understand the system. You don't see a lot of busts with them. They always have those lengthy, you know, outside backers that I think do a tremendous job of not only putting pressure on the quarterback, but creating edges in the run game, especially on your outside run game. So very well coached. We've got our hands full this weekend, and very good defense.
How are you guys, kind of the vibe you're getting from your team heading into this week after a few wins?
I'm sorry, you broke up there for a second. One more time.
Just kind of the sense you're getting from your guys heading into this week. They realize that kind of your destiny is still kind of there in terms of winning the division title, and there's still a lot out there?
Yeah, well, we've been in playoff football for the last 4 weeks. You know, when we started the second half of the season after Notre Dame, we basically said that every game is a championship game for us, and every game is a playoff mentality game. So we've done that the last 4 weeks, and fortunately we've won 4 Pac-12 games in a row. Obviously, this will be a tremendous challenge on our football team with Oregon, but their mentality will not change for us. And I was really proud of how the kids came out and practiced today. I thought it was one of our better practices of the year as far as preparation goes. So I think they're in a great mindset right now for a big game for our football team.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Corey, what's the biggest difference in your team from the transition in mid-October to you taking over the reins to today?
I think the thing I'm most proud of is just the physical nature they have right now and the mental toughness. And I think it goes twofold. You know, we kind of set a blueprint of stopping the run, running the ball, and winning the turnover battle. We've done that blueprint and been very successful in the last 4 games. We've outrushed our opponent in all 4 games, and we have not lost a turnover battle once. And then the other thing I'm really proud of them is just their mental toughness to finish games in the last 4 games. You know, this was our first time this last game versus Colorado since I've been the head coach that we were actually down at halftime. And to, just to see the poise of those kids, the mental toughness that they had to say, hey, coach, it's going to be fine. We're going to do our job and get it done, and they did. And they came out in Colorado, scored 21 second-half points, and again, defensively got a big stop at the end and offensively finished the game with a big first down. So those are the two areas I'm most proud of with this football team in the second half of the season.
You know, it seems like it happened a century ago in USC years. But in 2012, you guys had an offensive explosion. It was probably a lot more fun for you than the defensive coaches. What do you remember about the 2012 game, the last time you guys saw the Ducks?
Oh, my goodness. I think every time we play the Ducks, I told our guys, it's always when you play Oregon, it's about points and finishing drives and trying to finish drives on offense and get them off the field defensively because Oregon's going to score points. They're a very talented offense. You're not going to shut those guys out. But what you can do is if you can get them off the field and get them off on third downs and then, you know, you finish drives offensively, especially in the red zone, not kicking field goals but scoring touchdowns, not having three and outs, those are the critical things to the game in my mind. So that's where we've got to be great. And that's what I remember about the 2012. It just seems like it went back and forth and back and forth with points. And at that point in time, I think they had a couple more than us.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your next question comes from the line of Rob Cassidy, Rivals.com.
Hey, Coach, I was just wondering, how much time as an interim coach do you put into recruiting, and how hard is it just to sell some of these players on a school that is so uncertain with the coaching situation in the future?
Well, Rob, it's extremely easy, to be honest with you. One, we work excessively hard at it. We don't ever stop recruiting here. It's a daily process for us. But two, we're very fortunate. You know, we have a tremendous product to sell. You know, you're talking about one of the top 20 educations in the world, and plus you're talking about a place that has an extreme tradition, one of the pinnacles of college football and a tradition of excellence in the sport. So it's never hard. USC is not going to change, and it's an easy product to sell, and it's a very attractive product to young men, and that's not ever going to change here. So the sell is extremely easy, and if you work at it like we're doing and continue to work at it, then you're going to have success, and I look forward to continuing that success here in that field.
What do you kind of tell them when they ask about kind of the continuality with the coaching staff going forward?
You sell the product, and that's what you do. You know, you sell the product that this is one of the most special places in the country. You know, this is a place that when you come here, you're getting one of the top educations in the country, along with a university that's had more NFL draft picks, more first-round draft picks, more Hall of Famers than anywhere else, and develops young men as good as anywhere in the country. And that's been the tradition here, and that's not going to change. So sell the product of the university.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, last chance for any questions for Coach. All right, that'll do it for you, Clay. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. You bet. We'll see you.